Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, April 2nd. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg today paid his third visit to the White House since President Trump was elected. According to people familiar with the matter, Zuckerberg has been lobbying the president and administration officials to settle an antitrust lawsuit before it goes to trial later this month. The FTC suit, brought in 2020, alleges Facebook is illegally maintaining a social networking monopoly and trying to eliminate threats by buying or freezing out smaller rivals like WhatsApp and Instagram. Facebook says it competes with other companies in the space, including YouTube and X, and noted the FTC has cleared the previous tie-ups. Should the case go to trial, Meta could be forced to unwind those acquisitions. Elsewhere, as the clock ticks down to Saturday's deadline for TikTok to be sold or shut down in the U.S., two potential buyers have emerged, according to people familiar with the matter. Mobile tech company AppLovin, which some analysts see as the next TikTok, has made an offer for the China-based company's U.S. operations that could include backing from casino magnate Steve Wynn. Amazon also submitted a last-minute bid, though some parties involved in the talk said the White House doesn't view Amazon's bid as one that's likely to progress. Finally, Nintendo is betting that consumers will throw caution to the wind and shell out for its new Switch 2 console. It comes in June with a $450 price tag. That's a $150 bump from the original Switch, the company's most popular console. It'll come with new capabilities, including in-game chat and a new iteration of Mario Kart. But timing of the Switch 2's release could be a problem. Because many of Nintendo's products are made in China, they could be subject to a tariff by the Trump administration. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.